I can do, and in B flat too. It's Rhyme and Reason 885. Is your rhyme and reason? Oh, yeah. Hey there, Tony here, and I'm back for this second episode after a long break. The first episode you got a couple of days ago, if you've been keeping track. If you haven't been keeping track, you're right in line with whatever you've been listening to, and this makes no difference to you whatsoever. So in that case, I'll just get to what I was going to talk about. First, I want to mention, though, I'm trying out a new vocal booth setup, and I'm not going to go into what it is right now because I'm trying this out. This is not an actual vocal booth setup that you would look online and find. And, you know, like if you're doing a search on Amazon and say, how can I get a vocal booth? This wouldn't show up as one of those. But it is working, and I have a few little things to work out to get the setup right, let's put it that way, so that things don't clunk over one another. This is totally, totally portable. It can be mobilized. I can take this with me anywhere I want to go. It is, right now, it's awesome. I do have to stand kind of still because it's a small space, but I am standing, and it is working. And it's pretty cool. I'll let you know as I work out the kinks what it actually is. And, you know, if you're interested in doing something like that, you know, maybe you'll be able to do something like that. Okay. Let me see. What was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah. I can do and in B flat too. What? You know, I had a good friend of mine, Greg Perry. You may have heard of him. Probably not because not too many people have. But still, he's a guy who's done a lot in the world of orchestral music. He is, I think, a well-known composer, a lyricist. No, actually, Greg's just a good buddy of mine, and he read this post some time ago and talked about B flat, and we had a conversation that he finally, you know, gave into my way of looking at it. But anyway, I can hardly believe that it's already been almost 4 years. But, you know, the calendar doesn't lie. And the metadata in the documents that I've saved, that doesn't lie either. But almost 4 years since I produced some rough cuts to quite a few songs, actually. I would say, when I say quite a few, I have to say it's about 10 songs, I think it was. And I have a couple of main reasons why I call them rough cuts. One of those songs is called I Can Do, and it's one of the many songs I've written where I swim, I guess you could say, upstream against current trends. But that's what I tend to do, so be it. It's just part of my job description to swim upstream against the trends of the world. You know, I'm a Christian, so I'm not supposed to be conformed to this world. I'm supposed to transform this world. I don't get some sort of surreptitious pleasure from going against the grain. In fact, I wish my worldview and songwriting style, I wish they were the norm, but, you know, that ain't going to happen. So I know those opportunities that I passed up on back in the day for recording deals, etc., they're the only ones I'm ever going to have in this world of, you know, rock and roll. Anyway, I know the one who created me and made sure that I can live forever. I know he's much more pleased with my choice, my decision that I made back then not to join in on that worldly stuff. And he said the world hated him before it ever hated me, so I'm in the best of company. Anyway, let's get back to those songs. There are 7 to 10 of them. I think I wrote that there are 7, but there may be as many as 10, and that's so far. And I have a deep and abiding desire to produce them from rough cuts into smooth cuts, but it's to my constant consternation for the past 6 years that respiratory issues, lung stuff, has kept me from accomplishing that goal. In fact, I'm noticing that being in the smaller confines of this portable vocal booth, it's putting a little bit of a struggle on me, probably because I'm not getting quite as much oxygen as I should and maybe breathing a little bit more of my own carbon dioxide. So you might hear the... Yeah, I know you can hear the struggle a little bit and the sound of the air in and out. So, yeah, it's getting annoying. Anyway, that's been kind of keeping me from accomplishing my goal of recording. And my wife and I, as I mentioned recently, have moved to two entirely different parts of the country to try and alleviate the lung issues, lung and sinus issues. Right now, I think I'm gaining a little cautious optimism that maybe I'm making some progress here in the heart of the heartland. Your prayers are always desired and appreciated. Thank you so much for those of you who have sent me notes and comments that you do. Thank you so much. And I hope I can do some recording soon and make some more cool tracks. But I've had that hope dashed against the rocks a few times in the past 6 years. But the thing about real hope is it springs eternal. I always have that. So that being said, I'm going to share a little snippet of the song I Can Do, and I'll be right back.
Outside the lines, the grass is greener, but that will not change my demeanor, because my life runs like a river. I'll take what all my days deliver. I know the morning sun will shine, so I draw another line. I'll keep a box of all my most important things inside my heart where they can be a constant song of joy to me. I love the sound of optimism when it sings. I can do what I need.
Okay, there you go. I can do. Outside the lines, the grass is greener, but that will not change my demeanor because my life runs like a river. I'll take what all my days deliver. I know the morning sun will shine, and so I'll draw another line. I'll keep a box of all my most important things inside my heart where they can be a constant song of joy to me. I love the sound of optimism when it sings, I can do. And I hope you can do, too, this wonderful day wherever you are. Thank the Lord for it. This is a day the Lord has made, so will all the rest of eternity. And remember, life has rhyme and reason because God made you.
There's a rhyme and reason for your life. There's a rhyme and reason.